Well, good afternoon, Seattle, and welcome to another great week of Tech Talk with Craig right here on the High Tech Radio Network. Man, I've got another entourage with me today. This is going to be a lot of fun. Winter is in the air, and it's football season, and I have to throw out an apology to my listeners down in the Bay Area. Yeah. I am so sorry, but I have to say that Colin Kaepernick did complete two great passes to his favorite receiver,
Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks.
That's correct. Thanks for chiming in on that one,
yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah, I'll help you out with cool. that one.
Oh, thank you. Well, he did a good job. Sherman is back. The Legion of Doom is back. And guess what? The Hawks are on their way. And if we can get by Philadelphia next week, I have a feeling.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
I know. That's the only one I'm really worried about. I have a feeling they can win out if they do that.
And Chip Kelly, a Northwest guy over there from University of Oregon. So
that's right. That's right. Tomorrow, my friend Tom Gattuso, he just called me from California, and he's on his way back up. He's actually flying up. He might have landed. I think he already lands in about a half hour. I don't think we'll hear from him today. Part of our Voco crew, if you will, and we're going to spend another day with the Carey family at CenturyLink Field, and we're going for that MLS Cup. Go Sounders. Happy Apple Cup Day today to everybody. We're about 2.5 hours from kickoff. You know what? It's house divided here, studio divided, but I don't care. It'll be a good game. It'll be fun. And we're here at Drive Time. I've got a few people to introduce here on the air. First, I want to say hello to a very good friend of mine. He hasn't been around in a while. He spends his winters down in Florida. Such a horrible place to be in the wintertime, isn't it? My good friend Mark Mermel is here visiting. I'm really happy that you're able to come out and sit in the studio with us today. Mark, welcome.
Thanks for inviting me, and I think it's the Santa Clara 49ers.
Is that what it is, the Santa Clara 49ers? In the studio with me today, I've got some special guests. I've got Stuart Ferrier, and also Sue Ferrier is here as well. And John Curry. Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite spices is curry. I love curry.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Jack's downstairs. I've got a couple of guys on the phone with me. We're going to get into their segment a little bit later. They're from 3DprintLife.com, and we're going to tell you all about that. I've got Buzz and Joel. Buzz, how you doing?
Excellent. Glad to be here.
That's cool. How are things up? You're in Boston, is that right?
Yeah, it's a tad cold, but it's winter in New England, so.
I know that Gadget Guy, my normal Gadget Guy, the guy that's usually on the show, Alan Wallace, now resides in Boston. So you're in his place tonight, and he's on his way back from D.C., and I know they hit some bad weather. And down, I believe, in Florida, from California, everybody's out on vacation now. I appreciate y'all calling in. We have Joel also from 3DprintLife.com. Joel, what's going on down there in the Sunshine State?
Hey, Craig, just hanging out with family and enjoying a little turkey day down here. But we're looking forward to getting back to L.A. A little cold front over here as well. So,
well, we're
looking forward to that.
We're going to get in.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay. Yeah, I just said we hit the low 40s last night, and I'm not used to that in L.A. So hopping on a plane like it is wet.
I am so sorry. Well, I woke up to 2.5 inches of snow this morning. Hey, a couple things in the news before Jack gets up here. Jack's downstairs. My board engineer, Taylor, just went down to grab him. But I want to talk to you about a couple things that just happened. One, Black Friday breaks Best Buy. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but Best Buy, what a time to have your website go down on Black Friday. They started their Cyber Monday early. Anybody that went to the Best Buy site on Friday to go shopping, they were greeted with a sign that said, "We're sorry, BestBuy.com is currently unavailable. Check back soon." I'll bet you that was a little bit costly
expensive.
For the boys there at
good.
Best Buy. Anyway,
yeah,
I would say so. Some hacking news. Sony Pictures, you might have heard in the news, was just tacked into. And by the way, I almost forgot. They were hacked into, and they're worried that it was North Korea. And the reason they're worried it was North Korea, it was probably a Chinese company on behalf of North Korea. But there's a movie coming out, and it is going to be based on a story that it was some kind of an assassination plot against one of the presidents of North Korea.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, and so they're thinking that it was probably North Korea that hacked into their site, and I thought that was quite interesting. Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to start our segment when we come back from our first break. We're going to be talking to Stuart, Sarah, and John, and we're going to be talking about Blue Fern Productions, what they do, what they've done for us, and also what is so important about having video on your website, video assets on your website. We're going to talk about that when we come right back. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Integrity in business means doing what we say we are going to do and exceeding the expectations of our customers.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
When you come to us with a problem with your vehicle, we believe that a repair that we perform will be good enough to last a lifetime. And if for some reason it doesn't, bring it back in and we'll repair it at no cost to you. Our lifetime warranty gives you the peace of mind that once we've done a repair on your vehicle, we will stand behind it for as long as you own that car.
Integrity Automotive, standing behind their work and name with a lifetime maintenance warranty, a testimony to their customer-focused service.
I want you to feel that you have found a service center that you can trust, a service center that will care for you and not just your vehicle.
Hundreds trust the livelihood of their vehicles to Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Just a block from I-90 in Issaquah and well worth the drive.
It's more than a name, it's how we do business. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Having trouble picking up the Alternative Talk 1150 signal? Well, whether you live in Portugal or Puyallup, Tasmania or Tacoma, India or Issaquah, you can get Alternative Talk 1150 programming streamed live on your computer via our website, 1150kknw.com. It's true. Just visit 1150kknw.com and click on the Listen Live button. Make sure you have an audio player installed that will play streaming MP3 audio such as Winamp, iTunes, or current versions of Real Player or Windows Player. Visit our website for more details. Remember, that's 1150kknw.com.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host, and I'm here with a slew of high tech geniuses, engineers, photographers, videographers, and the like. Jack. Jack made it. Jack's in the aux tonight. Kelvin's in Yakima doing his Thanksgiving celebration with his mom's side of the family. So welcome back, Jack, and you'll be back in the studio next week, I hope.
Oh, yeah, taking a little break here, you know, my little cocoon back here.
It's okay. And I think we also have Brandon Davis, the CEO of Leapfrog 3D Printers America Division. Are you on the air with us, Brandon?
Hey, Craig, how's it going?
Hey, man, you know, always, always good. Hey, before we get started into our video segment, I just want to throw a little shout out for my friend Sol You've heard Sol on the air. He is our 3D printer technician on staff. Also, though, I need to talk to you about his little business he has going called Greenstone Graphics. You can go to greenstonegraphics.com. If you're looking for something really cool, really fun, something different, this guy was drinking out of my customized coffee mug. He does customized coffee mugs. They're so cool. We actually gave them out at our 3D print hubs event.
I want an awesome one, 3D yes, hubs.
Yes, you did. Stuart won one of those. They're pretty cool. He does all kinds of wall graphics and stickers. He can do stickers of your pets and things like that to put in your car windows. Really cool. So go to greenstonegraphics.com and check out Sol stuff. Really unique gifts for the holidays. If you're looking for something to do, it's fun, and also it'll help support him so that he can continue working until I can afford to pay him. So anyway, I want to get right into it with Stuart and Sarah Ferrier and John. I always want to say John Curley, but I know it's John Curry. We did have John Curley on the show. So Stuart has a company called, Stuart and Sarah and John, they have a company called Blue Fern Productions, and they have done a couple of great events for me at Coho Computer and now Coho 3D. The first event you did for me, I believe, was when we were online with Cape Kennedy as the SpaceX rocket was getting ready to take the first 3D printer into space.
That was exciting.
That was a fun night. You actually got pictures of me getting texts from the Cape.
I do.
As they were letting us know that the weather was coming in and we're going to launch tomorrow. But we still had a good time. It was a lot of fun. We got a lot of great video out of that. And we'll have links for you guys on that. We'll give you links to that video fun night a little bit later. The next one you did was when I became the mayor of 3D Hubs in Seattle. And that was a real exciting event. I believe we had Barbara. We had your wife there. She was on the mic up front. I felt like the whole press was there. Brandon, you were a great keynote speaker. We had Brandon. We had Maxim Guy Voronsky on. An inventor. That's the guy I actually interviewed at the Evergreen Speedway while he was testing out his better cup holder in a drifting car doing 75 miles an hour around the track at Evergreen Speedway on the air with me.
And you were printing one of his cup holders during the whole event.
That's correct. I was doing that. And also we had Seth Crofton on that show. Tell us a little bit about Blue Fern Productions. What makes you guys unique? Why would we come to you to have our video done? I know, but I want you to tell everybody.
Well, we love to be personable. We're a small outfit. We travel light, and we feel like we love to get to know the people that we are doing the work for. And what we do best is help them to project their personality through the web, through video, and to help their customers get to know them better.
Really tell their story, you know, in words and pictures. I mean, that's one of the things that's the strongest about video is that you can tell things verbally, but a lot of people pay attention to the images. And by telling a story with the images, you get people multiple ways.
You know, there's different types of video assets that you can use on whether it's a website or a video email or video newsletter. I'm actually involved with a company called Talk Fusion, where they have templates you can actually send out video newsletters. They have great, great templates, and they're so important. When you get something like that in your email box, it's something that you're more likely to look at. And we're going to talk a few minutes about how important it is to have video assets on your website, and maybe even go over some statistics of what the difference is if you don't have video as compared to if you do have video on that first page. Sarah, tell me a little bit about you. How did you decide you wanted to do this with the family and get in and have fun becoming a videographer?
Well, I've been interested in filmmaking for as long as I can remember, watching all the extra bonus features on DVDs. And so I lived in Spain for a couple years teaching English, and I came back and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And my dad said, hey, want to start doing film with me? And so I decided to partner up with him, and we started, met John, started Bluefern Productions, and been doing video.
Anybody out there that's interested in video and getting video assets for your business, whether it's for your website or some kind of email or just sharing even on social media, it's so important. Just having a YouTube video out there that you can send somebody to, it really gets the message out. And I've learned about the power of video. I was actually another good friend of mine by the name of Greg Summers. He was doing some video for me. He did a testimonial video for me, and they're true testimonials, but the way that they're produced, it's just amazing. And the work that you guys can do, it looks so professional. I plan on doing a video series for the computer business. I started with, should I throw it in a landfill or should I have Coho Computer fix it? And, of course, my answer is going to be get it fixed. But I explain in that 2 or 3 minute video why. But let's talk a little bit about what I wanted to talk about, and that is the importance of having video. Why is it so important to have a video on your webpage?
People pay attention to it. I mean, they're very drawn to video these days. And I understand, too, that there's statistics that support the image, the notion that really it's more engaging, that people, if they see it, it's more of an interactive experience. It draws people and it keeps them. Unlike images and text can do that, but video is very good at doing it, and that's one of the reasons people have gone to it.
Yeah, people are far more likely to stay on your webpage if they see there's a video. They'll stay there a lot longer, and if there's multiple short videos, they're likely to click from one to the next and just keep watching. And
well, that was going to be my next question. How important is it to have just a really short video as compared to like a 20-minute or a 30-minute commercial? I would think that would be something that would be more of a distraction from the rest of the site. You want to have those real short little 30-second blips to take them on to the next. And maybe if you do have a long video, for instance, we did that event where Brandon, I believe your keynote was well over an hour, but to have that splash video at the front of that website, I believe that entices them to go to that long video.
That's exactly right. I mean, so you use a short video to highlight the event, get people engaged, keep it, fast-paced, and you can convey a ton of information in that short period of time. And but then once you have people, you find that they'll look at more than one video and even longer videos. And one of my favorite companies is Patagonia, and they've got, I still remember, a year ago, a 30-minute film that I saw about how people use and reuse their clothing and then they went out and profiled these people who were using their equipment and their clothing all over the world, and it was super engaging, and I still remember it, and I feel really good about the company because of that long format.
Well, I've seen samples of the things that you've done. And by the way, folks, the website that you can go check out some of their work, I believe there's links to some Vimeo videos that you can go take a look at bluefernproductions.com. That's Bluefern, like the plant, B-L-U-E-F, like Frank, E-R-N, productions.com, bluefernproductions.com. Check out some of their work. It's amazing. I saw some assets that you guys produced that are just... There was no way I couldn't say, let's do some more. And that takes us into my next little part, and that's something that Brandon and I are working with you on. And Brandon, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I didn't ask you if it was okay, but it doesn't matter to me because it's my show. We're going to have these guys help us with some tutorial videos, out-of-the-box videos, some calibration videos, and we're going to really make the experience a much more pleasant experience. Not that it's not already pleasant getting into 3D printing, but it's not really a out of the box. We'll talk about that a little bit later with our next guests, but to be able to have those video assets available for our customers if they have an issue, it's right at their fingertips, and we'll be able to include those right with the printers as they go out. And I just think that that's really exciting, and I truly look forward to having that project get underway.
Yeah, we're really excited.
It'll be a lot of fun. What other kind of stuff do you do? Do you do like you do events, weddings, and do you do more advertising type?
We do a variety of lots of things, including events. One of our big things is large venue events, and what we specialize is capturing the essence of what went on that evening, and compiling it down in. Sarah does a fantastic job. She's my editor.
So we do, right now we've been doing all of the Seattle Business Magazine events, and we'll film the whole event and all of the awards and the speeches, and then we'll cut it down into a one-and-a-half-minute video that really conveys the message of the event.
I think we call that the sizzle and pop. Yeah. And I saw a couple of those videos, and I have to tell you, it looks, your videos that I see, all of the ones that I've seen so far, look like something that would cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to produce in some studio in Hollywood or something. And it's really amazing what a small crew like you guys can accomplish. You are very talented. It's just amazing. And you know,
you're too kind.
No, it's true. Kind. I've seen the stuff. I'm not making this stuff up.
There's been a bit of video revolution. And one of the aspects of that is that the equipment's more available. It's cheaper. How to do things. I mean, if you want to know how to do something, all you got to do is put it in a search engine and you'll pull up a video about how to do it. So all of the learning, the cutting, the putting the video together, the world's gotten better at it, and we've certainly gotten better at it.
Well, I want to again. I'm gonna go over this again. The importance of having video assets on your website. I don't know if you guys have any statistics, but I can tell you that I remember researching it as I was starting to come up with some of my video assets prior to meeting you two. And Greg did tell me about this. I believe that it was your viewer or the person that is visiting your website is more likely by 80% to stay on your website if you
That's
have
what
a I've 30
heard too.
Second video on the front page of your website. If you
That's
don't,
true.
It's more likely that they're going to look at it for a second and then they're going to click back, they're going to hit their back button, go back to Google and go to the next page. They need something that's going to catch their eye. And Blue Fern Productions creates those sizzle pop videos at an affordable cost. And the amount of return, that ROI that you get from having that sizzle pop video on the front of your page is so amazing. It doesn't matter if it's cheap, expensive, or whatever. It's necessary. You have to have that. If you don't have it, you're not going to get the hits. You're not going to get the boom, pop, sizzle that you want to get out of your website. And it's just a fact. Every big company out there with a web page, the first thing you see when you go to it is what? It's video. Mm-hmm. And we're a video society. We're a TV society. That's what we look at. That's what we like.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, don't you think video just tells the whole story? I think that sums it up.
I believe you're right, Brandon. That is correct.
It tells the story, and it gives people an emotional connection to you and who you are and what you're all about.
Before we go to break, is there anything else you want to get out there besides your web address one more time? Anything that you want to get out there to the audience about getting involved in video on their websites and other advertising venues?
You know, a follow-up to something you just said. We look at the statistics about when people shift away from video. We can tell, you know, are they turning away at the 14-second mark or at the 30-second mark? We have that in mind as we cut and we edit and we create, and that's what we're going for. We want to hook people and keep them there. Keep them staying.
That's great. Again, folks, it's bluefernproductions.com. That's blue like the color, fern, F-E-R-N, productions.com. Go check it out. Check out some of their sample stuff. All their contact information is there. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. We're going to take a short break. Stick around because we're going to be talking about things that might be relevant to you guys. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to get Buzz and Joel and, of course, Brandon in on this conversation about 3DPrintLife.com. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150, KKNW. We'll be right back.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host. What a great segment we just had with the guys from Blue Fern Productions. Thanks again for being with us. And I want to go into a couple of things. First of all, as everybody out there knows, I have been on this 3D printer rant, and I'm going to tell you why right now. Several years ago, I wrote a business plan to create a computer repair shop. And I showed that business plan to the bank, and they said, oh, that looks cool. That's really nice. And I showed it to my relatives. Oh, that's really neat. I hope you do well. And I showed it to my friends. Oh, man, I hope it works out for you. And pretty much the same response from everybody. Oh, man, that's really, really cool. It's going to be great. I hope it works out. I hope it works out. Well, now I have a new business plan. And it's so interesting to everybody. Anybody that I've shown it to, the reaction instead of I hope it works out is how do I get in? And if that doesn't sum up the importance of what's going on in additive manufacturing and where we're going with this 3D printer. There's not one person, I don't care what age, who hasn't been interested in my story, where I've come just since the second or third week of August when I did my show remotely from the 3D Printer World Expo to today, being the mayor of the 3D Hub Seattle community, to launching coho3d.com, to talking to people at Cape Canaveral as their 3D printer heads off into space. And I want to segue from there right into a report that I just got texted back to me by Grant Lowry of Made in Space. As you know, we've been talking about it. The developers at Made in Space, a company out of Silicon Valley, they actually came up with a 3D printer that's sitting now on the International Space Station. And 3 days ago, officially, they printed their first part in space. And I was going to throw a contest out there, but I'm going to tell everybody what it is because they just posted it today on their website. But what they printed was a part for that 3D printer to show that they can repair that 3D printer while it's in space, whether it's on a colony on Mars or the moon or the International Space Station or, hey, some Apollo rocket like Apollo 13. You know, as I mentioned before on the air, if there was a 3D printer on Apollo 13, we never would have heard, Houston, we have a problem. And I just think that's exciting. And I want to make an announcement that Grant has confirmed that next week him and Mike will be on the show. So be sure to tune in next week because we will have an update on futureengineers.org and what's being printed in space at this time. and how things are going. By the way, remember, send your kids to futureengineers.org. You've got only a couple of few weeks left. I believe December 15th, the competition entries end. So if you have a kindergartner through 12th grade, get them on to futureengineers.org. Get them signed up. Have them write an essay, what they think, what kind of tool they think should be printed in space, and they're going to love it. I want to welcome to the show, I was going to say Buzz Aldrin since we're talking about space, but I want to I'm going to say it's Buzz Baldwin because it is Buzz Baldwin, and Joel Rush. Buzz is the Vice President of Operations at a company called 3D Print Life, and Joel Rush is the VP of Sales and Marketing. Let's get in a little bit, first of all, with Joel, because a lot of my listeners will be interested to know that you may have seen Joel before. He's from L.A. He's also an actor, and he's the lead on Tyler Perry's If Loving You Is Wrong. You might know him from a couple other memorable television credits, such as he was on Ironside, also Days of Our Lives. So we have fame on the air with us again today. This guy played football and graduated from Butler University. He's originally from Indiana, and now what is he doing? He's living in a house with everything in the house is 3D printed, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Buzz is the co-founder and head of a company. He's the head of company operations for 3D Print Life. Buzz, tell us a little bit about 3D Print Life. What is it?
Well, the short version is we're a brand agnostic reseller of multiple brands of 3D printers, including LeapFrog. Thank you, Brandon. We also offer digital downloads that people can download and print. Obviously, they're CAD files. And we have lines of multiple types of filaments for 3D printers, including some oddballs for some of the high-rel machines we carry.
Well, I know you were talking earlier about a bioplastic, like a something that would actually decompose in a landfill, and that's amazing. And you're talking about ABS, and that must have been something that was pretty hard to do.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about this. We're going to have our first production run, we think, done by mid-December, and we'll be rolling these out at CES in January. But essentially what we've got is we've teamed up with a plastics company that developed a polymer that we can add into the ABS mixture before it's extruded. You only need maybe a 3-5% mixture to attain the sort of biodegradable level you need to make the plastic that way. Now, even saying that word is a little sketchy. There's we've mentioned this before, but there is in fact a cornstarch lobby, and they have sort of cornered the market on the word biodegradable. So I can't really say it's biodegradable. We call it a bioplastic. It will, however, degrade in a landfill over time, and we can simulate that using by putting this material into a sort of a controlled environment filled with lots of sort of organic, really trash. I mean, you think about like household vegetables and plants and that sort of thing. It's really kind of gross, but you measure the degradation of the material over time. So you measure it, you measure mass loss with an atomic scale and just show over time that it's actually the bacteria is getting in there and eating it away.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, it's the first ABS bioplastic out there. I can't wait to get it out on the shelves.
I believe
the store.
PLA or some PLA with some additives is a compostable. And
PLA already, it is in fact biodegradable. I mean, it's cornstarch-based. It will degrade over time in a landfill. I remember when we, first kind of did a press release on this stuff, there were some people posting like, oh, geez, I don't want my, I don't want my 3D printed object, decomposing on my desk. And it doesn't really work that way. You would have to have sort of a really disgusting high bacteria environment for that to happen.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, Joel, I can't wait to talk to you about this. You have to tell me about your 3D printed apartment. Tell me what inspired that. How did that get started? What would possess you to get rid of everything you own that's not 3D printed and replace it with items that are 3D printed. And how extensive is that project?
Well, let me start off by saying what made me get rid of everything that I own and start from scratch, because I was filming in Atlanta for the next 3 months and coming back to film segments in my apartment. But what we really wanted to do with that, Craig, is, and you and I talked about this a little bit earlier offline, is, and people hear 3D printing and they think, you know, they have to be an engineer, or they have to be doing prototyping, or they have to be doing some type of production level manufacturing, and that's not the case. That's not the case. I mean, we have printers that we represent that are as low as $599 that can go right on anybody's desktop. But I think where the education factor is lacking, and if, for those of you who don't know, Craig is also a reseller of 3D printers out there. So Coho 3D, if you're in the Seattle area, please go check out Craig. Great guy, great outfit. That's COHO3D.com. And, you know, what we're trying to do, I think that there's plenty of room for all of us in this space, but so many people are intimidated by 3D printing, where it's not intimidating at all. And what we wanted to do with our other website is my name. It's Joel Rush's 3D Print Life. We just wanted to give people realistic, everyday examples of, hey, if I'm just an average Joe at home, why would I buy a 3D printer? Why would I go into my bathroom, and what could I print? Why would I go into my kitchen, and what could I print? And why would I go into my living room, and so on and so forth? And when I went away for filming, we said, you know what, let's take everything out of this apartment, and let's strip it bare, and let's 3D print everything. So every plate, every cup, every kitchen utensil that I use is 3D printed. Everything that's in my bathroom, from my shower hooks on the shower to my soap dish on the sink to the things that my toothbrush holder, all the little little canisters that we all use to hold cotton balls and Q-tips, everything in my apartment is 3D printed. I have a Skull candy holder that's just wicked 3D printed design that one of our in-house designers came up with. And we just really wanted to show people that you don't have to be some crazy engineer. 3D printing is the next industrial revolution, and it's really, really fun, and it's really, really accessible for everybody. And once I think people get the scare factor out of their head, I mean, once people started thinking about buying their first computer or getting on the internet for the first time, all the things that are second nature nowadays, now there's nothing to it. And I think that's exactly where we are in this infancy stage of 3D printing.
Well, I can tell you that when you are in need of it, well, actually, you'd probably go to 3dprintlife.com, but when you need filament, I know a guy, so... But no, it sounds really, really cool. And, you know, thank you for that plug on Coho 3D. If you're in the Seattle area, I urge you to go to Coho 3D if you're ready to get into 3D printing. If you're listening down there in California, I urge you to go to 3dprintlife.com and make your purchase there. And there's a reason for that. First of all, people would ask me, Craig, why would you have another reseller for the same product that you've been promoting on your radio show for the last 8 weeks on the radio with you? Well, they're not my competition. We're all partners in this business. What our goal is right now is to educate. You hear me every single week talking about futureengineers.org and working with the schools and getting these kids off the street and quit smoking crack out in the parking lot and get in your house with that desktop 3D printer and learn something. Get a copy of SketchUp. It's free. Take a couple classes in SolidWorks. Learn. We need to educate. We need to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. We need to stop sending our designs to China and have them injection molded for $15,000 when it's off by 4 or 5 millimeters to send another $15,000 over that wake. We've already created enough smoke over the skies of Beijing. Let's bring additive manufacturing right here to the U.S., and it's just so important. And our goal, my goal at Coho 3D, and I believe one of the big goals at 3dprintlife.com, is to educate. And, you know, it's easy to be a 3D printer, and it's easy to learn that stuff, but there's no turnkey, drop it off on your front porch, plug it in, and go file print. So what I'm trying to get to is that if you do want to live in the L.A. area or somewhere down in California where they're a little closer than I can be, I urge you to go to 3dprintlife.com and make your purchase there. If you're up here, as you read on my website, we're not going to leave it on a crate on your front door, as 3D Print Life told me the same thing. Actually, Jeff told me this earlier. Jeff couldn't be on the air with us tonight from 3D Print Life, but we don't do that either. If somebody in L.A. buys a 3D printer, we go over there, we'll help them with it. And we do the same thing. We want to configure it. We want to calibrate it. We want to make sure you're off and printing and it doesn't become a treadmill. And everybody knows what's happening with our treadmills. They make a great coat rack. So we don't want that to happen with 3D printers, and that's why we can get together as partners and not competitors in this business, because we're in the same, we have the same goals, and that is to educate the people out there what 3D printing is about and how much it's going to change our lives. I've been talking a lot about prosthetic devices. Anastasia, we were talking about her and her quote that her parents got for $72,000 for her prosthetic arm, and it was 3D printed for under $2,000. There's a guy printing a heart right now that's going to be implanted into a human being in the next couple of years. This is all life-changing stuff, and it's just so important. It's going to change all of our lives. It's going to help our economy. It's going to help our trade deficit, and it's going to help get a few kids who aren't interested in learning programming languages. And I'm sure that, Jack, you can chime in on this. You and I grew up as RPG programmers, and how boring was that? You know what I mean? This is exciting. We're in an exciting time, and it's just really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Craig, you know, one of the other things about 3D Print Life that it's important that I think, you know, people understand is all of those designs that they're talking about that are in Joel Rush's apartment, those are all available on their site. And those are super useful designs that are made for 3D printing. And I think that's something that, you know, originally attracted just, you know, my interest to their organization, is just the fact that they're making, you know, if you're not a great designer, if you're not amazing, there are places like 3dprintlife.com to get designs that you can easily print with little expertise that improve your life, that help, you know, that make things a little bit easier. And that's a really important fact that people know out there. You know, 3D printing is getting more accessible every day, and it's, you know, there's a lot of focus on all these, like, you know, real revolutionary type changes. But for me, the real revolution is these smaller things, these smaller changes. You know, being able to, you know, have all those little items in your bathroom, you could just produce them yourself, the toothbrush holder and the soap dish, et cetera. Those things, that's a revolution. I don't need to go spend $20 on a toothbrush holder. I can print one for the cost of $2 in filament. To me, that's the big revolution.
You're buying expensive filament, because I just did a toothbrush holder and it took me about 60 cents worth of filament. So
I only print in 24 karat gold, Craig.
Oh, that's what it is. Now I get it. So,
and just to piggyback on what Brandon said, and I think that everybody on this call, and I hope everybody that's out there listening, has a passion for educating not only our generation, but man, getting our kids jobs. Our kids jobs and bringing a bunch of stuff back here, this bringing jobs back and bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. I know that I'm sure as hell passionate about it. And the things that the designs, the digital templates that we offer on 3D Print Life, yeah, it's cool stuff for your home, but it's also a whole education piece. I mean, you can tell a kid what a pentagon is, you can tell a kid what a hexagon is, but we have every single one of those shapes that they can print off and they can hold in their hand and they can see it and they can feel it, and they know that a pentagon has five sides, and they know that a hexagon has six sides. We have the seven wonders of the world. We have the solar system. We have the United States of America. So if your child is struggling in geography, not only does this get them off of their video games and get them off of all this other technology that's taking away from their education, if a father or a mother can sit down with their son or their daughter and print out the United States of America, print it out state by state and put it together piece by piece, or hold a geometric shape in their hand, I will tell you this, your kid's not going to forget it tomorrow at school.
Yeah, it's four words. It's four words. Science, technology, education, math. The whole idea of STEM, you know, is embraced in 3D printing. 3D printing doesn't just approach one angle of that. It approaches it from all aspects. And then it's tactile, it's real, it's tangible. So the engagement isn't just information you read. I can read about it. I can then, you know, produce an object that, you know, relates to that data, and then I can put that into context, and that engages your you know, anyone who wants to learn on so many levels that they're gonna, that information's gonna permeate into their consciousness, because there's so much out there when it comes to education. You know, not everything works. This is a great way to just, you know, bombard the youth today with, you know, something that there's just no way that they're not going to get it. I mean, you know, what's a Greek column? What is it? You know, we see all these two-dimensional pictures or Roman arch. Well, you know, what's the significance of that in architecture? What does that really mean? 3D printing can show you what it is, and you don't just read about it, and it becomes more real to you because, you know, we still use some of those base design functions in effective the product design, et cetera.
Well, Brandon, you just came from an event in Virginia at a pretty world-famous museum there, and I believe on the Leapfrog printers, you guys basically printed the entire Forbidden City in 3D.
Yeah, that's the Virginia Museum of Fine Art. It's one of our nation's just best museums, and now I got to meet the Chinese ambassador to the United States of America. And I got to meet the governor of the great state of Virginia, and I'll tell you, 3D printing really brought a lot of cultures together in that gathering. Not only, you know, diplomatically, but then, you know, the architecture of the great Forbidden City of China. We recreated the entire city to scale.
And so you don't have to look at it in pictures. It's actually three-dimensional. You get to look at it and see it. And the output is amazing, and you look at it, it's great. And there's so many different applications you can use this for. You know, I was talking to a guy that's a bigwig over at John L. Scott. Well, what good would a 3D printer do for me? And well, do you do any sales of any big developments? Well, yeah. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be able to have a 3D rendering of the development idea that you have to pitch to large companies? Oops. Sounds like we went to the news a little early there.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No problem. No, the applications are endless. There aren't many businesses out there that can't utilize 3D printing. It's just about everywhere. But our goal right now is education, and I just think that's real important. Hey, we're going to take one really quick short break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up this conversation. I don't think we're going to have time for stupid news today. We're not going to have time for any. We're on a roll right here, so we're going to take just a really short break. I'm going to pay a couple of bills. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Buzz, Joel, and, of course, Brandon and the rest of our crew here. We're going to do another shout-out for Blue Fern. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW. We'll be right back.
I love my computer. You make me feel all right. Every way.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Craig Walker, owner and lead technician at Coho Computer in Issaquah. Tune in Saturdays at noon right after Manson Mitchell for Tech Talk with Craig. We'll touch on the latest tech news, interview special guests, and take your calls. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I love my computer. Welcome back to the show. It's the High Tech Radio Network. You're listening to Tech Talk with Craig. In the studio with me right now, I've got the crew from Blue Fern Productions. Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm glad you were able to stay for the 3D printer.
Craig, it's fun to hear. I mean, one of the exciting things about 3D printing to me, and I don't know much about it, but I know the concept. And part of the thing that's exciting about the concept to me is that it lets the creativity that we have, us humans have out there, in so many ways emerge. I mean, it's amazing to me when I see the stories about the savants that are out there on particular subjects. Savants now in design and manufacturing can emerge without the kind of barriers there have been historically, and that's a very exciting thing for our society.
Well, there's a savant he's an artist that showed some of his stuff at the 3D Printer World Expo. A lot of his stuff was printed in metal, and I looked at some of those objects, and there's no way that they could have been manufactured any other way. I know that, Stuart, you saw some of that stuff. Brandon, you saw some of those items at the Printer Expo. Well, from what I heard, and this is a rumor, but it came from pretty good sources, he was actually thrown out of MIT, a math class. They told him he was too disruptive. And what he was doing was he was answering questions before they were asked. And basically he said to them, they said to him, you can stay, but you'll have to teach. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cool. And what is he doing now? He's creating mathematical art and using 3D printing technology in order to be able to do that. Let's get back to our guys, Buzz and Joel. Buzz and Joel, really a pleasure to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit more about those assets that we can download from 3dprintlife.com. And how much do they cost?
They're 99 cents a piece.
What?
And, yes, they're 99 cents. Well, you know, when we first started this.
Say it three times, Buzz. Say 99 cents three times.
We'll say it. 99 cents. When we started out, we really had no idea where to get a hold of these models. So, you know, I'm close to RISD in Rhode Island, the Rhode Island School of Design. So I went down and found some students working in the 3D print lab and got them to do some designs for us. And that was kind of our initial foray into it. And, you know, we decided since we were having, you know, artists really create stuff for us, we wanted to put it up there. We wanted to at least put it up for some kind of price. So as we downloaded stuff, we were able to get those kids some kind of residual income along the way. So we didn't want to put up anything there for, you know, for free, but we didn't want to put it up there for a high price, you know, either. It'd be ridiculous. So we figured that was a good way to go. What was that price, Joel?
99 cents, Buzz.
Thank you. I couldn't remember. So there we go.
Hey, listen, I want to throw a couple other shout-outs out there. Mike Tatongi wanted to be on the show today, but we had all our lines taken up. Mike, if you're listening, I look forward to having you back in the studio. I think he might be in Prague next week. If not, I'd like to get him back in here. I know he had some questions for you guys on the bioplastic on that we can't call it biodegradable, that degradable bioplastic.
Bioplastic or envirable. That's right. A good action word.
I want everybody to remember bluefernproductions.com. Go to bluefernproductions.com. If you have a website and you don't have video on it, you're not getting enough people to stay on that website. It's not, you're not getting your ROI. You need to get some video assets on there. I want everybody down in the Los Angeles area that's looking to buy a 3D printer to visit 3dprintlife.com, please. If you're
3D Print Life wants anybody in the Seattle area, visit coho3d.com. That's coho3d.com.
And the reason we are trading those like that is because service is so important. Buy local. If you're in LA, don't buy it from me. Buy it from them. It's really important that we make sure that you have a pleasant experience when you start your venture in 3D printing. It will make a big difference. Don't forget to visit cohocomputer.com. All of my archive shows are available at High Tech Radio or hightechradio.net, H-I-G-H-T-E-C-H, radio.net. Brandon Davis, CEO of Leapfrog 3D Printers America Division, thank you again, as always, for being on the show. Mike Chen will be on to give us an update. I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.